From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Toshro. Another large donation was made last week to the Uxbridge Scugog Animal Shelter. The announcement was made on July 12th by the council of both townships as well as the shelter. The generous donation of just over $84,000 was from the estate of Marlon Ruth Rennie. With the large donation, the Uxbridge Scugog Animal Shelter has raised $1.1 million since 2023, all of which will be going towards building a new shelter. A Scugog man is facing impaired driving charges, according to Ontario Provincial Police. OPP were executing a ride program in Kawartha Lakes near Highway 35 in the golf course when a man pulled through the checkpoint on Sunday morning just before 3 a.m. 33-year-old Patrick Watman Mackey was arrested and charged with operation of a vehicle while impaired. The vehicle was towed and impounded for 7 days, while Watman Mackey had his license suspended for 90 days. The Liberal government is looking for Canadian feedback as they get ready to roll out their fall budget later this year. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says that he has launched consultations for said budget and they will remain open until the end of August. The federal government has claimed that they are looking to bring down the cost for Canadians. The date of the fall budget release has yet to be determined. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Toshro.